We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Some of those storms have the potential of turning severe. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence.
The following program was taped in front of us.
I wasn't trying to do anything nefarious. I just liked her.
Good afternoon. This is Kay McIntyre. Sorry to interrupt. I just want to let you know the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Dickinson County and northwestern Geary County, as well as Riley County, Clay County, and southeastern Washington County. That severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Just a couple minutes ago, severe thunderstorms were located along a line from northwest of Randolph to near Clay Center to near Miltonville, moving southeast at about 40 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail are associated with this storm. Some of the towns located by this storm will include Manhattan, Junction City, Clay Center, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Wakeville, Riley, Clifton, Milford, Leonardville, Morganville, Randolph, Green, Manchester, Longford, Vining, Oak Hill, and Milford Lake. It also includes Interstate 70 between mile markers 292 and 294, as well as mile markers 296 and 305. Let's just say between mile markers 292 and 305. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service. It includes portions of Clay, Dickinson, Riley, Geary, and Washington counties that will remain in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll now go back to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here on KPR.
Love language.
Exactly. Freeze of the week, where that you had a detective who solved a new murder every week. Maybe Murder, She Wrote was a later. But
good afternoon. This is Kay McIntyre from the KPR newsroom. Again, just a reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 1 o'clock for portions of the KPR listening area, basically the area to the west of Manhattan. This severe thunderstorm warning includes Clay, northeast Dickinson, northwestern Geary, and Riley counties. That severe thunderstorm warning recently located along a line from near Randolph to Wakefield to Longford, moving southeast at about 40 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and nickel-sized hail associated with this storm. We can expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. If you're in that area, seek shelter immediately. This includes Manhattan, Junction City, Clay Center, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 291 and 305. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1 o'clock. That's for the next 6 minutes for those portions. We'll keep an eye on that as the storm moves to the southeast. Back to the last few minutes of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Apparently, yes. It's an impatient audience here at the Studebaker Theater. And thanks to all of you out there for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll be back with a new show next week. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of Manhattan, the National Weather Service is allowing that severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Dickinson, northwestern Geary, Clay, and Riley counties. They're letting that expire. The storms that prompted that warning have weakened below severe limits. The National Weather Service says those storms no longer pose an immediate threat to life or property, but Gusty winds up to 55 miles per hour are still possible with this line of thunderstorms. So we're keeping an eye on that. Again, that severe thunderstorm warning being allowed to expire. This is part of a series of storms, a storm system that has been brewing over Nebraska this morning and is moving in a southeasterly direction. So again, we're keeping an eye on that, but that severe thunderstorm warning is being allowed to expire. For the rest of us, mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, highs in the mid 80s. We do have a chance of rain and thunderstorms, and again, it's possible that some of those thunderstorms may turn severe again. So keep it here on KPR. We're keeping an eye on the weather for you. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the latest news from NPR, followed by Trail Mix with Bob McWilliams. I'm Kay McIntyre. Have a great afternoon.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Gaza emergency responders say at least 22 Palestinians have been killed in a new round of Israeli airstrikes. This comes as U.S. and Arab mediators are trying to finalize a ceasefire deal. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Tel Aviv.
Gaza's civil defense group says the latest airstrikes targeted homes throughout Gaza. Israel's military says it struck areas where militants launched rockets. It said two Israeli soldiers were killed in combat. Israeli demonstrators and families of hostages held a weekly rally calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to agree to a ceasefire. In Tel Aviv, one demonstrator shouted, "Save them!" Retired military general Noam Tibon rallied as well.
This is why it's so important to stand here with the families and basically to tell Benjamin Netanyahu, you have no choice.
Mediators say they want to finalize a ceasefire deal by the end of the week. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel today to assist in efforts to finalize a ceasefire. He's to visit Egypt later this week. The Democratic National Convention opens in Chicago tomorrow. The presumptive nominees are on the road today. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband and running mate Tim Walz and his wife are on a bus tour of Pennsylvania. The Democrats are to make the case this week that they're the best choice to lead the country. NPR's Jung Yoon Han has more.
This is going to be a political event that had to be completely rewritten in a matter of just weeks. President Biden was the party's nominee up until late July, and the party was in deep division over his bid. But what we're seeing now is this new energy among the Democrats with Vice President Harris and her running mate Tim Walz at the top of the ticket. So even though planning this convention is sort of an organizer's nightmare, Democrats are going to try to show that there is a groundswell of support for them across the country.
NPR's Jung Yoon Han. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is accelerating his campaign. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben has more.
Trump attacked Harris as being too liberal on a variety of policy fronts like climate, economics, and crime. In particular, he emphasized her past opposition to fracking. Trump also delivered multiple personal attacks, which are common in his speeches as he runs against Vice President Kamala Harris.
But I say that I am much better looking than her. I think I'm much better. Much better. I'm a better looking person than Kamala.
Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, will be hitting more swing states in the coming days. Trump will be holding another Pennsylvania rally and one in Michigan, while Vance will hold a press conference in Wisconsin. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. Here's Ordinary Elephant to open today's Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
Rain unexpected. where the rain brought us here.
Elephant here on Kansas Public Radio opened today's Trail Mix with the song Relic of the Rain. Here on Kansas Public Radio, the album is called Ordinary Elephant, the new one this year from Pete DeMore and Crystal Hyrudemore. Good afternoon, I'm Bob McWilliams. Thank you so much for joining me here this afternoon as we bring you Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio, including some songs by Gillian Welch in a little under 10 minutes. And right now, a songwriter who grew up in southeastern Texas eventually moved to Austin. And it took him a while to start writing songs, but he finally started completing them at age 25. He said he didn't start trying to write one till 18, but it took him to 25 to get one done. But then, you know, a bunch of compstints. His album out called this year called Not Alone. Here's Nick Taylor in a song called Futures Past on KPR.
It was August. I was moving couches from a house I didn't own. I was searching for a road lead me to a dream I never known. I was certain I'd be gone by now. This life would be forgotten in my mind. Ah, but here I am in a bed, just like the one I left behind. What if this room is spinning around like a carousel? Not too likely to be gone too soon. I was stoned and drunk, writing songs in the kitchen while you danced to the rhythm around me. Well, it wasn't much, but it felt like a life I'd like to lead. We spent half that summer lighting candles for another time and praying for the lights to come back home. We were sweating in the night, waiting for the break of dawn.
was snowing out. I was writing letters to hang out online. And I had a dream, I had a future I was sure could be mine. It was half as lonesome as one I had just gotten through. There was only one thing I had left to do. I could call my own.
That's Austin-based Nick Taylor on KPR, the song's Future's Past, and then 3 a.m. on the interstate from his new album called Not Alone. Nick Taylor on Kansas Public Radio in about 15 minutes. A new album from a new singer and songwriter to my ears who performs as Rainy Eyes. We'll hear Rainy Eyes. And we've got up next Gillian Welch on KPR. Support for Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio comes from a beautiful music from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday, August 25th in downtown Lawrence. More at fidpick.org. Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Well, Gillian Welch performing at the Folly Theater September the 15th, and I just checked this morning the remaining ticket info, and it looks to me like there's about 10 scattered tickets in the balcony and 10 scattered tickets downstairs, and that's it. But there are still tickets left for that. Tickets and info at follytheater.org, and let's hear some Gillian Welch right now with Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor here on KPR.
Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet soft and low. I'm broken, I've got nowhere to go. Been hanging around with good time friends of mine. Hanging around with good time friends of mine. Oh, they treat me very nice and kind. When I've got a dollar, weary blues in the everywhere I see. Weary blues in everywhere I see. No one's ever had the blues like me. When I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Where I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tired. Come tomorrow, I'll be satisfied. If I can catch that fast train and ride. So make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet soft and low. Babe, I'm broken, I got nowhere to go.
Standing on the corner with a nickel or a dime, there used to be a rail car to take you down the line. Too much beer and whiskey to ever be employed. And when I got to Nashville, it was too much soldier's joy. Wasted on the wayside, wasted on the way.
Good afternoon, this is Kay McIntyre from the KPR Newsroom. A quick message from the National Weather Service. We do not have any current thunderstorm warnings, but they are tracking a line of strong thunderstorms that are continuing in northeastern Dickinson, southeastern Clay, Geary, Riley, and northwestern Waubonsie County. Again, we are not under a severe thunderstorm warning right now, but they are warning that there are still strong wind gusts of 50 to 55 mile per hour winds and pea-sized hail. Some locations impacted include Manhattan, Junction City, Ogden, Grandview Plaza, Chapman, Wakefield, and Riley, as well as Tuttle Creek Lake, and Interstate 70 between mile markers 280 and 320. Again, this line of strong thunderstorms is impacting northeastern Dickinson, southeastern Clay, Geary, and Riley counties, and northwestern Waubonsie counties. We're expecting those to continue for the next 8 minutes or so. We're keeping an eye on that series of storms as they move across the KPR listening area. Now back to Trail Mix.
We interrupt this broadcast of Trail Mix to bring you an update on weather. I'm Laura Lorson in the KPR newsroom. We do have a special weather statement that's just been issued for Chase County. We're keeping a particularly close eye on this set of storms because of the atmospheric elements that are all in place. But as of right now, a strong thunderstorm moving through Chase County for about the next hour. Maybe more like 45 minutes, kind of depends on the speed of this storm. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. This storm has very strong outflow winds right now. They are surging toward the south near Willsie, about 9 miles southwest of Council Grove. It's all moving to the southeast right now, about 35 miles per hour. We're concerned that could be speeding up. Gusty winds could cause some problems for Cottonwood Falls, Strong City, Bazaar, Elmdale, Cedar Point, Hymer, Saffordville, Tallgrass Prairie, and Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. This includes Interstate 35 between mile markers 106 and 116. A strong thunderstorm moving through Chase County, but moving sort of to the south and east. So if you are in Chase County, if you are in Lyon County, maybe doing some camping, doing outdoor things, just keep one eye on the weather and stay tuned to KPR. We'll certainly let you know if any of these thunderstorms get upgraded to warnings. Just use caution when you are out and about today. And as I say, keep one eye on the weather because things change very, very quickly. We now return you to Trail Mix, already in progress. We interrupt this broadcast of Trail Mix with a quick weather update. I'm Laura Lorson here at the KPR studios. We have a special weather statement in effect for about another 25 minutes, mostly for Chase County, but also be on the lookout if you are, I would say, in Lyon County, Coffee County, Osage County. This group of storms is moving through there. None at severe levels at this point, but our primary concern is high winds, and they've sort of set up into a big line and they're moving along. You're seeing torrential rainfall in certain places. We are seeing this storm with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. If you're out at the Tallgrass Prairie or Tallgrass Prairie Nature Preserve, seeing very heavy rains moving into Dover at this point. So something to just keep an eye on. Nothing really at the severe levels of threat, but we know that a lot of people are in from out of town, moving people into universities, and, you know, it's a nice weekend for camping. So just keep one eye on the weather. Any of these storms could spin up into severe territory at any time. So we're just asking you to keep an eye out, stay safe, be aware. There is a significant wind threat. It's looking like just north of Cottonwood Falls right now, seeing a great deal of wind and rain. We are also seeing a significant storm moving over Strong City at this point. If you're in Americus, you're probably getting a lot of rain right now. Heavy rain just moved through Eskridge. Be aware, this special weather statement in effect for about another 25 minutes. We now return you to Trail Mix, already in progress.
Lights out on the street, playing dead.
We interrupt this broadcast of Trail Mix with a quick weather update. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Osage, and Anderson counties. Strong thunderstorms expected to have an effect in western Franklin, northwestern Anderson, southwestern Douglas, Osage, and northern Coffee counties for about the next 15 minutes. Doppler radar tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from near Carbondale to 4 miles northwest of Linden to about 4 miles east of Redding. Movement is to the southeast at approximately 60 miles per hour. You could see strong wind gusts of 50 to 55 miles per hour. Locations affected include Ottawa, Osage City, Carbondale, Overbrook, Linden, Centropolis, Lebo, Burlingame, Pomona, Scranton, Waverly, Williamsburg, Quinimo, Malvern, Princeton, Olivet, Beto Junction, Harris, Pomona Lake, and Malvern Lake. This does include I-35 between mile markers 145 and 189. Again, we know it's the weekend. We are winding down in August. Lots of folks out enjoying the outdoors. If you are out camping and such, be aware you could see 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts, 55-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Can't rule out even stronger wind gusts. So if you are caught in one of these thunderstorms moving through those counties, seek shelter. Don't mess around with it. Torrential rainfall occurring with these storms. Localized flooding is happening. Also getting reports of very frequent cloud-to-ground lightning. Keep in mind that lightning can strike some 10 miles away from sort of the edges of a thunderstorm. Seek a safe shelter inside a building or vehicle. We'll let you know if this gets upgraded to a severe thunderstorm warning. But in the meantime, a special weather statement, strong thunderstorms moving through parts of western Franklin, northwestern Anderson, southwestern Douglas, all of Osage and northern Coffee counties until about 5 minutes past 3. Thanks for listening to KPR. We now return you to Trail Mix.